It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, welcome to Thursday. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a lot for you in the next hour. It is Relationship Night with Ashley Papa, but breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters on the way.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We have the very latest on what's going on with that young man who was released from North Korea, Otto Warmbier. His parents have spoken out, so have his doctors. We'll let you hear all that is happening there and why the Obama administration may have sentenced this young man to eternal suffering. That's coming straight ahead on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The neurological condition can be best described as a state of unresponsive wakefulness.
That's the doctors who, from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, held a press conference last hour talking about the condition of Otto Warmbier. If you were the parent of this young man and you've experienced what his parents have experienced, I don't know how you keep sane. I don't know how you keep a decency about you. I was, like much of the rest of the country today, near the television working on other things when his father came out and held a press conference this morning, revealing something that I'm not sure was public knowledge prior to that, but once it was, it sure made a lot of sense. So much so that I'm going to let you hear, for the most part, the father's statement uninterrupted. And I want you to get a grasp of not only where his parents are at, but also what happened to his son. And then we've got some serious questions to answer from it. Like, should we have done more earlier? This was Fred Warmbier earlier today. Cut one.
Thank you, everyone, for coming here. And I made a decision this morning to wear the coat that Otto wore when he was, a prisoner in North Korea. This is a coat he wore when he did his confession, and I thought it was an amazing performance. I'm proud of him, and I'll start with an opening statement. I want to thank everyone who has shared their thoughts, prayers, and best wishes with the Warmbier family during the past 17 months. The burden of our ordeal has been eased by the support we have experienced, not only from our friends in Cincinnati, but throughout Ohio, at the University of Virginia, throughout the United States, and indeed from around the world. I'd also like to thank Todd, Lynn, Mr. Seiler, Mr. Burke from Wyoming High School. This is a place where Otto experienced some of the best moments of his young life. And he would be pleased to know that his return to the United States would be acknowledged on these grounds. My wife Cindy is at Otto's side this morning, as she has been since the moment he returned to Ohio. She wanted me to tell you that she knows that Otto is a fighter, and she and I firmly believe that he fought to stay alive through the worst that the North Koreans could put him through in order to return to the family and community he loves. Cindy joins me in expressing our gratitude to so many people. The wonderful people at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center are providing Otto the excellent medical care he has been denied for so long. As you know, the doctors there will be holding a press conference this afternoon to discuss Otto's medical status, and I will leave the details of such matters to them. We also want to thank Senator Rob Portman, who has stood by us throughout this entire ordeal. Last evening, we received a very nice phone call from President Trump, who told us that Secretary of State Tillerson worked hard to help bring Otto home. We are extremely grateful for their efforts and concern. I would like to highlight this morning the bittersweet feeling that my family has. Relief that Otto is now home in the arms of those who love him, and anger that he was so brutally treated for so long. We went for 15 months without a word from or about Otto. It was only a week ago that we were informed that the North Korean government now claims he was in a coma for almost all of that time. Even if you believe their explanation of botulism and a sleeping pill causing the coma, and we don't, there is no excuse for any civilized nation to have kept his condition secret and denied him top-notch medical care for so long. When Otto was first taken, we were advised by the past administration to take a low profile while they worked to obtain his release. We did so without result. Earlier this year, Cindy and I decided the time for strategic patience was over, and we made a few media appearances and traveled to Washington to meet with Ambassador Joe Yoon at the State Department. It is my understanding that Ambassador Yoon and his team, at the direction of the President, aggressively pursued resolution of the situation. They have our thanks for bringing Otto home. I know you have many questions about what transpired. So do we. We have few answers. There's no excuse for the way the North Koreans treated our son, and no excuse for the way they have treated so many others. I call on them to release the other Americans being held. No other family should have to endure what the Warmbiers have. Thank you.
So here's the thing. The Obama administration actually told the Warmbiers to sit down and shut up. Don't make trouble. Don't give public statements. Don't do interviews. We'll do our talking and negotiating. But did you understand the difference in the language when the Trump people got involved? He said they aggressively pursued Otto's release. And when aggressively pursued, results came about. Now, how did that happen? How is it possible that a president who supposedly is acting in the interests of the American people is incapable of bringing an American home? And he has the audacity, the gall, to tell that child's family, just sit down and be quiet. Just sit down and be quiet. Sit down and be quiet. Don't say anything. Don't get too excited. Sit down. Shut up. And after 18 months of a broken heart, and finally when someone else comes into town that's breaking things and busting things, and they say, hey, Mr. Trump, our son's over there. Well, let's get on that. And somehow just days later, they have him released. Now, the doctors gave the update in the last hour, but he is in a state of unresponsive wakefulness, meaning his eyes are open, but he's not awake. And here's the really disgusting part of all of it. If the American people had the ability through our representative government to get an aggressive release of Otto right now, how much more likely would his outcome be better if we had gotten it months ago? And how can the stubborn Democratic Party, the progressive left, the secular liberalism that drove the previous administration, how are they not also complicit in their son's current state? Because the longer you leave someone in that condition, the less and less and less chance that they will recover. The brain scans are not good. He has a lot of brain tissue damage. It is unlikely that he may even ever wake up again. And this is what this family had to endure while being told to sit down and shut up. Sit down and shut up. Don't make trouble. We'll handle it. Fat lot of good that did them. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I think they're equally, they have the equal right to blame the Obama administration as much as they do the North Koreans for the complete incompetency. And I'm just curious, does the left love Americans at all if they disagree with them? Because we're not rescuing our kids from North Korea. We're shooting the people in Congress that disagree with us. We're holding up severed heads of presidents. When are you people on the left ever fully satisfied? When will you become Americans? Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It is simply exhausting trying to get to the Lincoln Tunnel in either direction at this point. Inbound, we are looking at delays of over an hour. Outbound, close to three quarters of an hour, 45 minutes of your time. Holland Tunnel, not bad citybound, about 15 minutes from the turnpike, a little worse than that from 1 and 9, but 45 minutes back into the Garden State. GW Bridge citybound upstairs, 20 minutes downstairs, that's about a 20-minute delay as well, and both levels are very slow across the span. In New Jersey, we're looking at a real rough ride on westbound Route 4, basically out of Teaneck all the way through to Fairlawn. Just to the west of the parkway, there's an accident, and just one lane is currently getting by. And 80's a mess eastbound from Parsippany into Patterson with an accident right by exit 60. As we look at your ride in Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, we're slow coming off 12th Avenue right up to 125th Street. That's all because of an accident. North of the 120s, though, really not too bad of a ride. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
New York has the finest. New York has the bravest. And now, for the first time on AM 970 New York, has the boldest hour. Tune in every Sunday morning at 11 for bold talk and bold ideas with your host, Correction Officers Benevolent Association President Elias Hussamedine. Elias will cover topics that affect New York City correction officers, the public, and New York City officials. Don't miss COBA's The Boldest Hour, Sunday mornings at 11, here on AM 970 The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THEDIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on HomeAdvisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there too?
Yep, I use HomeAdvisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out. I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about HomeAdvisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
AM970
breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We tried to stay low. We were advised that it was important that you don't upset the North Koreans. And so we followed that logic. And then at this, there came a time where it's that we're tired. That doesn't seem to have any impact.
Well, that's not the soundbite I wanted. I'm not even sure what that is. I guess it's Warmbier, the dad, talking about something. I was moving on. Could we play R2 for me, please?
And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
That is Bernie Sanders from a little over a year ago on the Rachel Maddow show talking about what the goals were as the Democrats in trying to pressure Republican lawmakers. Play it again.
And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
So that's Bernie Sanders, who yesterday supposedly denounced the violence done in his name by the shooter. But a year ago, he said this. Play it again.
And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
That is our goal. To have Republican lawmakers having to sneak out the back door because they're concerned for their safety. He openly said it. Now, this is the same party, I might add, whose mouthpiece today, the very fake New York Times, come out and once again print something that is an adamant lie. In the op-ed today, published by the New York Times, they claim that Jared Lee Loeffner, who shot Gabby Giffords, was motivated by political motivation, and that Sarah Palin's Political Action Committee had circulated a map that targeted districts with Ms. Giffords and 19 other Democrats under stylized crosshairs, and that this was what caused Jared Lee Loeffner to shoot Gabby Giffords. There was never any evidence of any political incitement in the case of Jared Lee Loeffner. There was no record of him having any political associations, of him even knowing who Sarah Palin was. He was mentally disturbed, and all the investigations that looked into it said he had zero political motivations. They also indicated that Sarah Palin's map, which was not a factor in Jared Lee Loeffner's decision-making, but that the map that she produced was virtually identical to the ones that Democrats have been using for years with targets atop contested congressional districts. At the time, Palin called the accusations blood libel. Why is this of any interest? Because today the New York Times is saying that yesterday's shooting is identical to this. That's a false equivocation. Yesterday's assassination attempt was entirely political. The attempt was to assassinate 20 to 30 Republican lawmakers, duly elected by the voters of their districts. And the fact that the New York Times is either too stupid or too evil to know the difference between these two just adds further proof to the worthlessness of the gray lady. Unbelievable, adamant, false lies, fake news that the Times put out today. No comparison between the two at all. But how do you deal with, Democrats, how do you deal with your boy, your golden child, the guy that Hillary stole the primary from, saying what he said on that Maddow show just a little over a year ago? Play it again.
And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
That is our goal. To so physically intimidate lawmakers that they can't have a town meeting. Nancy Pelosi, only one day after the shooting, added to this mess. She went after Republicans today, calling them sanctimonious in light of yesterday's shooting. She said, I don't even want to go into the president of the United States in terms of the language he has used. If the president says, I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and nobody would care when you have somebody say, beat them up and I'll pay their legal fees, when you have all the assaults that are made on Hillary Clinton, the California representative said in her weekly news conference, for them to be so sanctimonious is something that I really am almost sad that I had to go down this path with you because I don't think it's appropriate for us to have the fullest discussion of it. Oh, well, so much for toning down the rhetoric. Pelosi ready to pour gas on the fire. See, you got Bernie yesterday saying, I completely condemn this violence in the strongest language possible. In a moment when he kind of felt like he had to because this dude that did the shooting, his stuff was papered with Bernie. His Facebook pages were Bernie Central. Somehow I have a feeling that Bernie's real feelings are a lot like what he said a year ago. Play it again.
And you're seeing members of Congress, Republicans, having to sneak out the back door or claim, I'm worried about my safety. I can't even hold a town meeting. And that is our goal.
That is our goal. 888-340-3373. Democrats, I'm curious how you defend that. Or the Times piece. Or Leader Pelosi, your leader, not mine. Line one, Annie in the Bronx. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. Happy Father's Day, first of all.
Thank you.
And it's amazing how you've turned out to be a really efficient warrior for our side. And when I say warrior, I don't mean, you know, I mean somebody who really knows how to fight. The right does not know how to fight. And the left is bereft. And what's making this so impossible for us to win is, once again, that the left will always use, and I mean all the different facets of the left always use, poverty, race, and inequality, and they were trying to oppress and suppress sexuality and so on and so forth. And it's very difficult because when they hold that card up, you're one of the very few people who knows how to say, excuse me, I'm very sorry, that card is no longer valid. This is not an organic movement, and it's really ruining us. And I don't want to get into details. I just believe that that's the gist of it all, and we're going to have to find a way to make them understand that that message is destroying us. And when we finally fight back just a little bit, we get torn to pieces. So
yeah.
I just want to say thank you. Because
you're welcome, Annie. Thank you for your kind words.
Right,
no, thank you for your kind words. We are getting torn to pieces. Steve Scalise, by the way, friends, is not doing well tonight. He has major internal organ damage, major bleeding, more surgeries required, a shattered pelvis. He is not by any means out of the woods yet. But evidently, this is what Bernie Sanders wanted us to do. I'm Kevin McCullough.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Sunshine and 72 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. A budget watchdog group says the MTA is off track when it comes to spending. Jamison Daig of the Citizens Budget Commission says the agency is spending its billions on big-ticket items instead of good service. The CBC says MTA funding would be better spent on the subways and fixing signals. It adds signal problems may have worsened as the MTA focused more energy on new projects like the Second Avenue subway instead of maintaining the current system. 10 people are hurt after an SUV jumped the curb in Midtown this afternoon. According to the FDNY, 2 pedestrians were seriously hit on the sidewalk and 8 people were injured inside the SUV, and all are expected to be okay. Officials say the incident happened at 12:30 in front of 400 West 37th Street when the driver lost control after hitting a black town car and jumped the curb. The NYPD is searching for a man who is impersonating a police officer in order to steal smartphones. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
The thief makes contact with this victim through Craigslist and says he's looking to buy cell phones. When he meets them, police say he pulls out a fake badge, says he's a cop, and steals their phones. Cops say he robbed a Manhattan woman of two phones and then groped her. He also stole a phone from a man in the Bronx. The suspect drives a white car with New Jersey license plates.
In sports, Mets take on the Nationals at Citi Field, first of four. Yankees begin a four-game set in Oakland against the A's. Taking a look at the traffic, Lincoln Tunnel, stay away on either side of the Hudson. It's a one-hour delay minimum for the city-bound Lincoln Tunnel, 45 back to New Jersey. Holland Tunnel, 20 minutes inbound, 45 minutes out. GW Bridge is your best bet coming into Manhattan with a 10-minute delay. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low 62. Cloudy skies, morning showers likely tomorrow, high 72. And cloudy on Saturday with a shower threat with a high of 81. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. The Kevin McCullough phone lines are open. We will take your calls. Interesting question I'd like to pose. There seems to be some debate on how to further secure the members of the House of Representatives. One side says, hey, let them all have handguns. The other side says, no, let's provide Secret Service for all of them. Capitol Police protection for all of them. Like 3 bodyguards per congressional representative times 500 plus? What? You figure that out. 888-340-3373. Which would you side with? Let them carry or give them private bodyguards? 888-340-3373. Not private. Secret Service. Capitol Police. 888-340-3373. Now, I want to address this issue that is this other kind of quasi-fake news story today. The Washington Post this morning, quoting numerous anonymous sources, red flags all over the place already for me, saying that Robert Mueller is now investigating obstruction of justice in the president's own behavior in his investigation, in his expanded investigation. Now, I'm not willing to admit that this is true, because every time the Washington Post has said anonymous sources this or that, more times than not, they've been wrong. So right there, I'm already somewhat doubtful. But let's just, for the sake of argument, say that they're right this time. That some leaker somewhere has gotten the inside scoop and has actually revealed that Mueller is looking into obstruction of justice. Now, number one, the Supreme Court is not at all clear as to whether or not a president can even be charged with obstruction of justice. But I believe that most obstruction cases require there to be a pedigree of crime committed to obstruct the justice and the investigation into. So here's the challenge. We don't have a crime of collusion with the president and the Russians, not a scintilla of evidence. There's no there, and there hasn't been. And we know this once again because Mr. Comey last week said that he was not investigating the president for collusion and that there was no evidence that the president had colluded. So if the president didn't commit a crime in colluding with the Russians, how is it obstruction of justice to ask the investigators looking into it to stop the investigation? On top of that, how is it further obstruction of justice for the president to ask an investigation to be stopped when he is specifically empowered by the Constitution to have such power in his control? In other words, he could have gone to Comey and said, shut it down, we're done. And he would have had to have shut it down. And it wouldn't be obstruction of justice because the FBI director reports to the executive branch, which is headed by the president. This whole Trump is under suspicion of obstruction of justice is baloney. There's no evidence of a crime that he would be obstructing the investigation into. He could have shut the investigation down completely. And it's not even clear that you can charge a sitting president with obstruction because he can pardon himself. Line one, Jeanette in New Jersey. Jeanette, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is two things. You need to hear from Democrats who are not delusional, hysterical, who are not crazy. And I voted for Trump. I love Trump. We've got to support him. I didn't vote.
Then you're no longer a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know.
If you were a Democrat and you voted for Trump, you're no longer a Democrat. You're something else.
I agree. Exactly. I don't even know what. But I'm fed up with my party. I'm getting sick with the hate. After what happened yesterday, the things they're still saying and the Twitter accounts trying to assassinate him, that's my biggest fear. And that's why I think the Congress should be allowed to carry guns if they're trained.
Amen, sister. You got it. Thank you for the call. Arm them all tomorrow.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves AM970 The Answer and our listeners. He's making an incredible offer exclusively for the listeners to AM970, actually. Up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. It includes the Mike 4-Pack Special, the Premium Pillows, the Luxury Giza Sheets, the Mattress Toppers, the Roll and Go Pillows, even the Pet Beds. And you should ask about the new Human Bed. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping if the order is above $100. Call now, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's Thursday, and on Thursdays, we like to take a little time out away from the contentiousness of the front page headlines to talk about some news in a different area. And I think of it as one of the most important areas of human life because everything in life relates to relationships, how you treat people, how you interact with people, how you get along with people. It's really, really important. And so we are very honored to have the FoxNews.com relationship expert, Ashley Papa, join us each week. Hello, Lady Ashley.
Hello, Kevin.
This week, you have just gotten a new piece that is out. Is your partner keeping you a secret? Now, obviously, it speaks to different levels of different relationships for someone to even be considering this. But how big of a, before we talk about the how to recognize the signs, how big of a problem do you think this is in the single scene in New York City or in America in general these days?
I think it's pretty common, especially with, you know, when you're starting out in a relationship, and it can even go on for months and, you know, maybe you can keep this feeling for, you know, a year or so. And I think it's common in, yep, go ahead.
Is it an equal opportunity situation? Are the girls keeping the guys as secret as guys are keeping the girls?
I think it's pretty fair that way. Maybe more so guys keeping the girls a secret because, you know, they tend to be the ones that, you know, kind of don't want to settle down as quickly as the women do.
Yeah, and that speaks to what the motivation for something like this would be. Is it really just like based out of a male fear that something better is going to come along? Like they don't really believe they should be with the person that they're with, so they're kind of holding out options?
Yeah, that's a pretty common factor. You know, they want to see what else is out there, so they don't want to make it that public yet, like on social media or even to their friends and stuff. But, you know, there's also the, you know, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt that they could be keeping their, I mean, a secret sort of, because they want to be able to get to know you first before their friends and family start forming an opinion of you.
Well, that's an interesting dilemma to try to figure out. So if you're the girl in that relationship and you feel like the guy's kind of keeping you a secret, you can't really read into his motives just yet if it's early on in the relationship.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like tough territory, because you don't want to, if you're starting out dating and you feel like it feels like he's keeping you a secret, you know, you don't want to, you know, put, you know, you don't want to accuse them of doing so yet. But eventually, at some point, you're going to have to bring it up if, you know, you keep feeling this way, because it's not, in general, a good feeling to have in the relationship anyway.
Yeah.
They want to be able to show you off.
We're speaking with Ashley Papa, who's the relationship writer for FoxNews.com, and you can read all of her stuff at AshleyPapa.com as well. She's also the author of a brand new book that's coming out this summer. We'll talk more about that. But is your partner keeping you a secret? How to recognize the signs? So if we think we've got the right one, and that person is not really demonstrating their affection for us or their like of us in public, how do we recognize these signs? You talked to a licensed marriage and family therapist about this, so I would guess he would be a pretty conversant with the issues here, and a relationship coach as well. Why would they be keeping you a secret? What's one of the reasons? I mean, why are they doing it?
Well, one of the reasons is they could be seeing somebody else. So, you know, they don't want to put you on Facebook. They don't want to take you out in public because maybe there is somebody else in the picture. That's one reason. And then there's another reason that, like I just said, they could just be wanting to get to know you a little bit and take it slower, so they're not ready to take you out in public.
Make the grand announcement.
Family and friends.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's both a necessity, but also kind of a negative thing, because in this day and age, it's easy to get your heart broken if you don't have a ton of exposure. There's not a ton of expectation, at least up to a certain point.
Right, definitely. And, you know, just some things to pay attention to is, you know, if you kind of are feeling this way, if you notice they're not posting anything about you on social media, I mean, nowadays it seems like you know everything about someone's relationship thanks to Facebook and Instagram. You know, that's a sign. And, you know, if they only take you to remote locations, you never really go out in public, you're just doing things at each other's houses. I mean, like, why is that? You should question it.
Yeah, no, it's something to pay attention to. Okay, you say know how to broach the subject. Now, I got to imagine that if you decide you're going to bring this up, that it could be filled with landmines. So how do you go about doing this in a way that doesn't ultimately damage the relationship, but also doesn't make you someone to be walked over?
Well, to start, I mean, don't be too blunt right off the bat. Maybe start suggesting doing things in public together. You know, invite them to meet some of your friends, or go out to a popular club or bar where you will be seen in public. See, one thing you can do is see how they act if you, you know, take a selfie together and suggest putting it, you know, online. Like, do they get like, oh no, don't do that? Or are they open to it? So see how they react that way. And, you know, the bottom line is you got to know your worth. You know, if they're still not, you know, making it known that you're together, and the person you're with should want to show you off to the world and let them know that you're taken. And if they're not doing this, then you're probably better off with somebody else.
Yeah. Or even alone. I mean, when you consider the challenge that it is to be with someone that doesn't really want to be with you. And that's what this is. When it's somebody that's like, I'll just be your play pal, but I don't, I'm holding out for something else. And you have a different expectation than that, then that is definitely something that you're going to end up feeling bad about yourself in the long run.
Right. I mean, you're going to doubt your self-worth, and your self-esteem is going to be crushed because, you know, you're wondering, why doesn't this person want to take me out in public? Why are they just keeping me a secret? So, you know, you don't want those thoughts going through your head.
Well, I'm sad to say that I have seen guys do this, and they've talked about it when they think it's just guys hanging around. They talk about it, and my heart's always broken not just for the girls, too, that they're, you know, usually jerking around, but when guys get into a habit of doing this on a repetitive basis, I think there's something that then grows very defunct about their own character. Like, I think they warp themselves in the process of doing this. What do you think about that observation?
I agree. I think it almost becomes like their norm. Like, this is how they go forward with relationships. And, you know, they're just going to always come across as somebody who's like that player bachelor, you know, and this is kind of like how they see relationships then.
Yeah. Gold medallion and silk shirt and all. All right. Ashley Pop, always good to catch up with you. Thanks for doing this. It's on FoxNews.com. You can also hear this weekend on Fox on Love. And Ashley will check in with you again next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's start by updating your ride across or under the Hudson River. At this point, if you're coming into Manhattan, you want to stay above ground and take the George Washington Bridge. That's a 15-minute delay. I hate putting you into a 15-minute delay, but when you compare what's going on downstream, that is an absolute bargain. Now, the Lincoln Tunnel is just something you want no part of on the city-bound side. That is a 60 to 90-minute delay on the city-bound side, 45 minutes going back to New Jersey, Holland Tunnel, 30 minutes on the city-bound side, and 45 going back into the Garden State. Now, the northbound West Side Highway, that's still slow from the 50s right up into the George Washington Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the 130s down into the 50s. FDR northbound, we're slow from the Williamsburg Bridge right up to the George Washington Bridge with a couple of accidents along the way in the 30s. And another one right by the RFK Triborough. Cross Bronx westbound's backed up to the Bruckner. Deegan northbound's backed up to the RFK Bridge. Now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Jay Sekulow live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I guess we don't have President Trump's remarks. Do you have what he said about Mr. Scalise? Can you hit that for me, please?
People even thought at the time. It's been he's in some trouble, but he's a great fighter, and he's going to be okay, we hope.
That is the president earlier today making remarks about Steve Scalise, the congressman who was injured yesterday in the shooting. He is still in critical condition, and he is in a much worse situation than what people initially thought. Evidently, the shrapnel went not only through his hip, but shattered his pelvis, and the combination of the bone fragments and the shrapnel itself injuring many of his internal organs, lots of internal bleeding, and a situation in which he is going to require additional surgeries. He's had blood transfusions, and it is not looking like an automatic recovery for Mr. Scalise. So what I would encourage you to do is to continue to pray for he and his family tonight as you're able to, that this assassination attempt that was carried out yesterday would not be successful in its most seriously injured victim thus far. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. There's also another interesting item that I wanted to get to before we were done, and it has to do very simply with I just had it in front of me just a second ago. Hold on. Oh, yes. Government efficiency. Now, we are in the year 2017, are we not? Somehow, never before in the last 17 years has our government been able to figure out that we should have stopped work on the Y2K bug. 17 years after the year 2000, and the bug came and went, the federal government has finally announced plans that it will eliminate the bureaucracy around requiring federal agencies to follow obscure rules to prepare for the bug that was to take place on Y2K. And we wonder why government is so inefficient. The Trump administration announced Thursday would eliminate dozens of paperwork requirements. Another example, the Pentagon will be freed from a requirement that it will file a report every time a small business vendor is paid, a task that consumed some 1,200 man hours every year. Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told reporters at the White House that we're looking for stuff everyone agrees is a complete waste of time, and cleaning out our closets is what he likened it to. Deregulation is a major ambition of the current agenda. As one example, President Trump has signed more laws rolling back his predecessor's regulations than the combined total of the three previous presidents since the process was established by the 1999 Congressional Review Act. See, friend, this isn't hard. If you're really doing the work of the people, if you're really being a steward of the people and the people's resources, you don't have to wait 17 years past the existence of the Y2K bug to finally deregulate all the little rules that you put in place to follow so that you didn't get infected by it. 17 years late. When people wonder, why is government so inefficient? I'm curious how they get that idea. If you're declassifying the Y2K bug 17 years past Y2K, you're doing it wrong. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.